Russian troops are massed on the border, and many Ukrainians are enlisting for military service. But an on-the-ground invasion isn't Russia's only option. President Putin could launch an all-out cyber attack that could disrupt the entire world. To understand just how devastating cyber attacks can be, you actually need to go back a few years to the summer of 2017. And here's NPR cybersecurity correspondent Jenna McLaughlin.
Matthew Olney remembers the day he found out about a catastrophic cyber attack in Ukraine that shut off, well, everything.
I was at Starbucks and my phone rang. I was waiting in line. It was, you know, our partner on the ground in Ukraine. And basically the first words out of his mouth was essentially, everything is off. Nothing is working.
Russian military hackers had attacked energy firms, banks, and government agencies in Ukraine through a popular tax filing software program, pretending to be criminals. But their goal was to cause destruction. Olney's team of threat intelligence researchers at the tech company Cisco were working with Ukrainian authorities to track malicious hackers. While Ukraine was the intended target, the nasty code got out and spread to companies around the globe, costing them billions of dollars.
So the attack clearly wasn't just at the infrastructure of Ukraine, but it was at the very ability of Ukraine to deal economically with the world.
Ukraine has been a punching bag for Russian cyber attacks for years, but things have heated up lately as Russian President Vladimir Putin has sent large numbers of troops and equipment to the border. Everyone's on edge.
We understand all the risks connected to potential cyber attacks that could happen in the near future.
Viktor Jura is a senior cybersecurity official in Ukraine.
And our task is to be ready to this, understand all the risks, and be prepared to resist.
Jura is leading an investigation into a recent breach. Likely Russian hackers defaced dozens of government websites and destroyed several computers at government agencies. The websites are back up and the damage has been contained. But Jura says the intelligence gleaned from the attack could be valuable, particularly when it comes to critical infrastructure in the energy sector.
Ukraine has a long history of being a target for cyber attack, and particularly in energy sector, like it happened in 2015 and 2016 with attacks on power grids. And now we use this experience and new technologies and awareness to provide resilience.
He says Ukraine has new cybersecurity requirements for key public facilities. The State Department has people on the ground helping build technical capacity for one. But it's a big challenge. Vulnerable pirated software is still extremely popular in Ukraine, and it's very difficult to keep Russian hackers out. Remember that NotPetya attack? It's not just a nightmare Ukrainians are hoping to stop from repeating. It's also a cautionary tale for the rest of the world.
It really reminds the industry of 2017 and the NotPetya attacks. And you know, that was the last major cyber event before the ransomware epidemic that really hit home for a lot of folks. So it's top of mind for many insurers.
That's Vishal Haraprasad. He goes by V8, and he's the CEO of Resilience Insurance. He says the industry is bracing for the possibility that the escalating situation in Eastern Europe might not stay contained there. But like in Ukraine, he hopes the lessons of the past have sunk in. During NotPetya, hackers exploited vulnerabilities that had patches available. And companies that had kept their software up to date were protected.
So what we've been sharing with a lot of insurers is don't worry too much about who's pulling the trigger necessarily. From an enterprise perspective, if you're going to get caught in this crossfire, do your best to patch to make sure that you've addressed the right vulnerabilities.
And as an additional layer of protection, the U.S. government has put out some advisories specifically about Russian hackers' favorite tools and tricks. Plus, DHS's cyber agency CISA says companies should be wary of digital traffic coming from Ukraine amidst the ongoing crisis. Jenna McLaughlin, NPR News, Washington.